This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Union Cabinet has approved the budget of 11,718 crore rupees for conducting Census of India 2027. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Census 2027 will be conducted in two phases. It will be the 16th census in the series and the 8th since independence. He said that caste enumeration will be included in the 2027 census. Mr. Vaishnaw added that it will be the first ever digital census and around 30 lakh field functionaries will be involved in the exercise.
It's considered as the largest administrative and statistical exercise in the entire world. Itna massive exercise hai ye, iske liye puri taiyari ki gayi hai. Bahut well planned tarike se isko kiya jayega and a lot of digital technologies will be used in census this time.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also given its approval for the minimum support price MSP for copra for 2026 season. The MSP for 2026 season is an increase of 445 rupees per quintal for milling copra and 400 rupees per quintal for boll copra over the previous season. Mr. Vaishnaw said the MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 12,027 rupees per quintal and for boll copra at 12,500 rupees per quintal for 2026 season. Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu has said that the government is going to start a program to make aircrafts in the country. He said Hindustan Aeronautics Limited is exploring the possibility with Russian aircraft company Sukhoi SJ-100 to get the technologies to make the aircraft in the country. He was replying to a private member resolution appropriate measures to regulate airfare in the country. The minister pointed out that the centre has the power to cap the airfare in extraordinary circumstances so that passengers do not experience opportunistic pricing.
Recently also we have seen during the Indigo crisis, there was a capacity constraint. There were many cancellations, there were many routes where the airlines was not able to operate because of which there was a capacity constraint. So again, it was observed that if we don't interfere, there could be a rise in airfares. Immediately we have stepped in, we have released an order and this time we have done the categories based on the distance.
India's resolution on strengthening the global management of wildfires was adopted at the 7th session of the United Nations Environment Assembly, UNEA7, in Nairobi of Kenya. The resolution moved by India received wide support from member states, reaffirming global recognition of the urgent need to address the rising threat of wildfires worldwide. Sikkim Legislative Assembly unanimously passed a proposal granting scheduled tribe ST status to 12 communities. The House approved the recommendations included in the detailed report recently submitted by the high-level committee formed by the government of Sikkim. This move will help ensure official scheduled tribe benefits and rights for people belonging to these 12 communities of Sikkim. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has constituted an expert committee in NCR and adjoining areas to develop a robust, multi-pronged roadmap for emission reduction in the vehicular sector. In a statement, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change informed that the expert committee will recommend additional measures for the abatement of air pollution caused by vehicular transport. The committee will submit its recommendations within a period of 2 months, with the first meeting scheduled on the 15th of this month. The Ministry of Textiles organized the nationwide rollout of Chopal program in New Delhi. The Secretary of Textiles, Neelam Shami Rao, reiterated the government's commitment to strengthening India's vibrant handicrafts ecosystem and empowering artisans at the grassroots level. The Chopal program aims to promote awareness about handicraft traditions, build entrepreneurship and facilitate the formation of sustainable handicraft clusters in alignment with the objectives of the National Handicrafts Development Program. And that is the end of this news bulletin.